Hi, this is Emma Combs, and in this video, I'm going to be teaching you how to manifest money for conscious women.
Lend your ears, lend your hands, lend your movement, anything you can, come to teach.
Hi, this is Emma, and in this video, we're going to talk about how to manifest money as a spiritual or conscious woman. Why is it important as a spiritual woman to be able to manifest and bring money into your life? Well, you know, that's kind of obvious. We all need money. And I know that a lot of conscious or spiritual women, we kind of repel it because a lot of people have beliefs that it's not good, it's evil, it's not spiritual to have money. And if you hold these beliefs, you're never going to have that kind of abundance into in your life at all. And therefore, if you don't have that, you can't help others with it. There's so many good things that money can be used for. And of course, as individuals, we're all deserving of having amazing lives, wonderful lives, abundant lives. And to be able to share that, or to give to charities, or to do good in the world, set up foundations, to create healing sanctuaries, all these things require money. Money's just an energy. So when you, you know, you don't have beliefs that help you bring money in, you're really going to find that you are repelling it in your life, and you're living in a state of poverty, or of not having enough of what you want. And you can't help others that way, and you can't have a full, joyous, abundant life that you deserve if you have these negative beliefs. So this is why we really need to look at our beliefs around money. So in this video, I'm going to be teaching you how to do that. So what I normally do with my clients is I get them to do a meditation, and just to meet the representation of how you represent money in your unconscious mind, in your being, in your energy body. So what I normally tell them to do is to go into meditation and to meet money, meet the consciousness of money, and just to see how it represents itself to you, whether it's negative or positive, how you feel about it, what it looks like, what colours it is, if it's a being or if it's an object. And just really getting a feel for how you feel seeing this representation in front of you, and just really noticing how it feels, what it looks like, what it sounds like. And then when you're ready coming out of the meditation and writing all that down on a piece of paper, and then just really reviewing it and seeing, you know, was this completely loving, positive being or object that I met? Was the feelings really positive and abundant and flowing? Or were there things in there that were kind of restrictive? Were they evil? Were they dark? Were they negative in any way? Whether that's how it looked or the feelings behind it, how it spoke, if it spoke to you. Just really notice what your representation of money is, because by doing this, it really allows us to see what our deepest internal beliefs are around money and abundance and having it in our lives. So obviously, if it wasn't a completely loving and positive experience for you, or a completely loving and a positive being, just notice where those beliefs are held, that you're either negatively judging money or you're believing negative things about it, and change them, obviously, in whatever way works for you, whether it's through meditation, hypnotherapy, healing work, energy work, whatever it is that you need to do. Because as long as you're judging, as spiritual and conscious women, we're not meant to judge anyway. I know it's not always easy, but as long as you're seeing something as negative, you're creating a judgment on that thing. And money, like everything else, isn't positive or negative. It's just an energy that we can use in this world to do good or to do bad with. So as long as we're using it with integrity and with love and with abundance for all, not only ourselves, then it's a good energy that we can use to do so much good and healing, and really provide for other people as well as ourselves. And we all deserve it at the end of the day. So that's what I normally do with my clients. So I'm going to ask you to do the same thing, to go away and do a meditation, to meet money, to meet your representation of money within your unconscious or your deepest aspects of self, and just see how you see it. And like I say, write it down and just review that and see where your unconscious beliefs are. So that's how you can meet the representation of money within yourself, and how you can find out what beliefs you hold about money. I hope that's been helpful for you. I'd love to hear, like I say, what your experience is. So just tell me in the comments below this video. Like it if you like this video, thumbs up it, and please share it with your friends. And I'll see you again soon. Bye.
And the day that I do wake up and transcend, only me.